Glory to Jesus Christ. Today we together with the church we celebrate a huge victory. We are victorious because we won against the iconoclasts who wanted to get rid of every holy image, icons, vessels, and even theology. That is why we today call the Sunday of Orthodoxy. This Sunday where we celebrate the right way of life and the veneration of icons. We commemorate the historical moment where icons were returned into the churches and the faithful's home. So what happened? In short, before the icons could be returned back into the churches, the church itself had to go through self-cleansing and a period called iconoclasm. Iconoclasm is a political and religious movement which destroys all of the religious icons, sacred images, vessels, structural designs of the churches, and the question of reality of the incarnation of the only begotten Son of God. Imagine someone you knew very well, and that person would raid your house or church and burn and destroy all the holy things you have within that place. And then, after the destruction, he would tell you, "I've saved you from all the idols you were worshipping." It was a horrible movement done by faithless and arrogant people who knew better than anyone else and would not listen to the true teaching of the true faith. During this movement, we gained strugglers, martyrs, and saints who defended the true faith. Imagine if we lost the war against iconoclasts. Look around. We would have none of this. No icons. No sacred vessels, no building, no theology. And I would not be able to talk about the imprint that God has left within us, because it would be idolatry. The saints defended our faith through sacrifices and hard toils, but what is most important, they defended the meaning of Christ's incarnation, and they gave it a definite meaning and understanding. And because they did that, I can talk about the image that was imprinted on us, because the incarnation of Christ gave the meaning of the image and likeness to us. Because of the incarnation, we get to experience faith with all of our senses, what is required of us to become Christ-like and find that treasure, the image of Him that is within us. This makes me ask, are we iconoclasts too? Maybe we don't burn and destroy the holy images publicly, but aren't we destroying the more and most important image that is within us? Do we cultivate our time and energy to remove all the trash and dirt from our heart, from the most important thing that was given in our life, which is the image? Or do we let ourselves to be consumed with worldly desires and pleasures? And do we let ourselves forget about God? See, we cannot serve two masters, because we will love one and despise the other. And in our fallen state, we have to always fight every day, every moment, every minute, every second, against the one master who doesn't want us to come back to Christ. The return towards Christ is painful, because if you want to return and renew the covenant with Him, with Christ, we must deny the Satan and his works, detach ourselves from the world and start to live a life of repentance. I was attending a book study which was done by Father David Abernathy. And in this book study, we read about a young man who lived a sinful life, who got to his senses and ran to cemetery to live in the tomb until his very last breath. At first, this story seems to be as any other story. Bad turns to God and remains with God until the last breath. But in this very short story of this young man, you can find many steps. And each of these steps are needed to be climbed in order to live a life in Christ. And I will not go through all the steps, but I will share with you one point where it left me with awe. And that moment was when the young man said, "I prefer to die than to sin again and fall away from Christ." What a profound saying. He chose death before sin. I'd rather die than to sin and fall away from Christ and lose his image and likeness. But that is not all. He followed up by forcing himself to stay in that tomb until his last breath, because he knew that once he comes out, the demons will come, and his whole habits will come, and his old ways of lifestyle will come like flood, and he would not be able to stop them, and it would be even harder to start again. This young man became watchful of all of his doing, all of his thoughts, all of his actions, because he knew that if he goes astray from the commandments, he loses everything that gives him salvation. If we want to detach ourselves from the world and live a life of repentance, which is life in Christ, we must learn the law of God, the language of God, which is prayer, and keep the commandments of Christ that gave us in the gospel. There is no other way to paradise. God is not going to let us in paradise if he doesn't know us, if he doesn't recognize his own image that he is instilled within us. In the keeping of the commandments and keeping the strict prayer life, we can help uncover the hidden treasure which is within us, which is the image of God within us. And once we start, God will allow us. God will know us, and he will always be a helping hand as long as we struggle to keep his likeness. Glory to Jesus Christ.